This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome, America! That's right. This is the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We're just so excited to be back with you for a brand new year. And obviously, on behalf of all of us, the Genesis Communication Radio Network, Home Talk USA, King Broadcasting, the Invent America part of our show, we want to hope all of you had a great holiday season as we prepare for this upcoming year. Brand new topics, brand new technologies that we're going to be discussing here, and we're just excited. And we're also excited to have KFGO 104.7 FM, also KFGO 790 AM, both simulcast together. That's now tuning into the show down in the new North Dakota areas, the Fergus Falls areas. So we want to welcome all of you from that area. It's all about education and information, and that's what we do here each week and every week. Now I'd like to bring on my co-host. They call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, welcome back.
Hello there. It is so nice to be back after, you know, the holiday. It's like, all right, it's time to get back to work now. And, you know, inventors have been calling me and saying, all right, you know, let's get these topics going. And we've got more people signed up to join us at the Inventor Roundtable, which is kind of our call-in version of the show where inventors can meet each other and ask questions this Thursday than we have had in a year.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about this week's show. I know I've heard Pete Trevino with Spinal Tap. I think I've met him before, or I'm familiar with his technology, but we got a great show for our audience, right?
Well, we do. And after, you know, the holidays and everything, this show is kind of a reality check for our inventors and our listeners. You know, we're talking about inventors, you know, don't get bamboozled. And, you know, there's always conversations I have with inventors that it's like, oh, my God, we've got to talk about that on the show. It's, you know, there's not really a learning curve for inventing. They've got that aha moment, so they're off to the races, you know, finding out do they really have something they can file a patent on? How do they get a prototype done? And so often someone will tell them something that they want to hear as opposed to something that they should hear. And there's a difference.
Yeah. And Rita, to be honest with you, up until our show, there really was never a blueprint to from start to finish where you can go and say, okay, this is what you need to do before you do this. And you can't do, you know, C till you do B, and you can't do D till you do C. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. I always tell inventors, it's like you make your next business decision based on the information you gathered at the last step. So when they tell me, it's like, oh, well, I bought a book that tells me how to do it. It's like, Yeah, well, that's really good as fire starter, but most of them are really not worth the paper they're written on when it comes to inventing.
Yeah.
Because that learning curve is so important, and yet, you know, it's not like inventors would say, oh, yeah, I've done five of these and I know what I'm doing. No, this is the first one.
But why do inventors really do get bamboozled? What's the problem? It's just lack of education, lack of planning, lack of doing your research, or it's just a combination of all?
Well, part of it is, like I said, there's not a learning curve. So it's not like, well, I've done this five times, so I know the right yeah. steps, and I know when somebody is just giving me, you know, candy talk. And so, and that's it, is it, you know, an inventor, you know, they had their aha moment, and so they believe so much in what they've done, and they may have had family and friends that said, oh, this is so cool, you need to find a patent, you're going to be a millionaire, you get to buy an island, and all they can see is the island, and now how hard it is. You know, when I start giving them numbers and say, this is what you focus on, these are the reality numbers, it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, make some disposable income, but you're probably not going to buy the island. And so keeping feet firmly planted on the ground, making good business decisions, and yet the inventors say, well, you know, they want to hear, oh, yes, you're going to be a millionaire. And so it's so easy to get bamboozled when some, you know, scoundrel company out there says, oh, yes, you're going to be a millionaire, because that's what they really want to hear. So our job here on Invent America is, you know, the reality check. It's like, yeah. what do you do? You know, how do you make good decisions on
yeah.
this?
And one of the most important decisions after you really got maybe a hot product is whether or not you got to make that important decision whether or not you want to license the product or manufacture the product yourself. And that is a big question.
Exactly. And one of the things that sparked this conversation is, you know, when one of the inventors I had been, you know, talking to said, well, I've got an investor now, and he says, I'm going to make $25 million my first year. It's like, okay, that is too much candy talking.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and then the investor wanted her to find family members who would match his contribution. It's like, okay, that is really too much candy talking.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, my goodness. It's like, you know, investors generally know how to take advantage of inventors. He will own all of her intellectual property by the time she's done. You know, we had another offer come in for an agreement where the licensee said, you have to assign all your intellectual property to us. And it's like, no, you don't. And wow. that's when we went back and we made the counter offer. They said, yeah, okay, we were just kidding. It's like, well, and how good is that supposed to make us feel about the way you're going to treat us in the future? So there's yep. just times when, you know, we're trying to give the information to all of America out there about the inventing process and how hard it can be. And if all you see is the top of the mountain and not each footstep in front of the other, you can get bamboozled.
Yeah, you're right there, Rita. But we've got a great show with some great guests. So can you just mention all three guests that we're going to have coming up?
Absolutely. Okay, Pete Trevino is our first one. He has invented an incredible spinal massager product. He's sending me one so I can try it out at the end of the week. And I cannot wait to get my hands on that. So brilliant inventor. He's got some stories to share. Ian Osborne out of Colorado, he has invented a whole array of products using LED lighting systems.
Wow.
A lot of experience. I sat with him in on one of his wow wake-up moments when it came to talking to an investor. So I'm looking forward to the stories he has to tell. And Don Skaggs is our expert on this one because he's an inventor. He's got products out there. But he runs the Kentucky Group, and I've been the guest speaker there a couple of times. But he's got some stories that he can tell as an inventor and dealing with inventors for years. I've known Don for probably 10 years. Probably not as long as I've known you, but for a long time.
We got to take a short break. Oh, my producer's saying we got to pay some bills. We're up against the clock on a hard break. So, hey, we're going to come back. You're listening to Home Talk USA, the Invent America show on the Home Improvement Network. Here, I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with my sidekick, the Inventor Lady herself, Rita Crompton. We both will be right back with our first guest. Yahee! Y'all stay tuned now, you hear?
to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. If you want to know about the Invent America show or Home Talk USA, just go to our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, Rita Crompton, Miss Inventor Lady herself, who's our next guest?
Well, our next guest is Don Skaggs. He's an inventor, entrepreneur, speaker, author, and consultant on a huge wide range of businesses and different types of products. He's the president of the Kentucky Inventor Group, and I've been to several of the meetings that they've had. They've had people come to our Inventor Roundtable meetings, and I think one of the big things is that when inventors are able to sit around a table and share information, they can avoid some of those bamboozle moments. So, Don, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Rita. Thanks so much for having me.
So, you know, inventors, it's not like there's a learning curve. You know, you can go to school to become, you know, an attorney, an accountant, a nurse, you know, even, you know, a tech person. But there's not that learning curve for inventors, not for the basic consumer products that we see every day. So, you know, we used to always say, well, the inventor's eye chart was have idea, get patent, you know, make money. And we know that that is just not, you know, the way it is. So when, you know, that excitement and that belief in their product can easily set them up for disaster. So share with us, you know, some of your thoughts about how inventors best should go through the process.
Absolutely, Rita. And you hit the nail on the head, really, because there's so many inventors that we talk to out there, and they're rushing out. They think, all I've got to do is just rush out and get a patent, and I'll be an instant millionaire. And that's not how it works. At all. It's a process. It's just like anything else. You know, they've watched a TV show a few times and they think, oh yeah, I can do all this in 30 minutes, just like I saw it on TV. And it's not that way. It's not how the world works. It takes practice. Just think of throwing a ball up and trying to hit it with a bat. First time you're going to do it, it's not going to work. Second time, third time, fourth time, maybe 100 times, you're not going to hit that ball. But by that 100th time, you're going to hit that ball because you practice.
Yeah.
And you practice. Just like anything.
And with inventors, they don't get to practice.
They're right.
They have an aha moment.
And it's test, fail, and a lot of times they think they fail once and it's like, oh, game over. No, you're learning. The fails become your teacher. And there's right. So many bad steps you can make out there. There's bad people out there that can hurt you if you're not careful and if you don't watch. And I think it's a great piece of advice you have that you can actually learn from other people who have been down the road a little further than you have. And that's like what we do at KY Inventors.
Yeah. Well, and that was going to be my next question is, you know, the inventor groups like KY Inventors and the IRT, you know, how are those groups beneficial to the inventors when they don't have the learning curve and the practice fields to go to?
Well, you know, Rita, no successful inventor, let me put it that way, is ever successful, ever works in total isolation. And unfortunately, a lot of inventors out there, they're kind of like Tom Hanks in that movie Castaway, except they don't even have a soccer ball to talk to. And they're like all by themselves. They're tinkering in the garage, and they just want to keep tinkering because a lot of times that's their comfort zone. It's like, oh, I just want to make this one more improvement. No, you've got to get out there, and you've got to learn from other people. And if you can learn from someone else who's a little further down the road than you are, that's like finding gold on the street.
Right. As I get so many times, you know, we're doing a virtual meeting and somebody will say to me, it's like, well, the best advice I got was from the inventor sitting next to me on a virtual screen. And one might be in Florida and the other one is in, you know, California. But still, they were able to meet each other. They're able to, you know, commiserate together, share successes together. They get excited. They hold each other accountable. It's like, well, what have you done since we saw you last? And those are, you know, reasons why some of those meetings, like the Inventors Roundtable, is our call-in version of the show. It's free. All they've got to do is plug in the link and join us to be able to ask questions and say, you know, who knows a good attorney? Who knows a good prototyper?
Well, Don, I hate to interrupt, Don, but we're out of time. Man, this thing flies fast. Don, how can we reach you? How can we reach Don, Rita?
We have got email don.skaggs@kyinventors.org. I will post everything. The website is kyinventors.org, but we'll get everything posted so that we can make sure. If you want to get in touch with Don or the KY Inventor Group, you've got it.
All right, we got to run. We're up against the clock. Rita, it's about that time. We're going to come back and wrap up, but you're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land Alone with Rita Crompton. We're going to come back, give some information, and don't go nowhere. We're not finished.